This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Eric in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Listen, I've got a question. I'm woefully ignorant of the Mormons, but they keep coming to my door. How do I deal with them? Do you have any advice?
I think that you want to always stick with the main and the plain things. And with Mormonism, the main and the plain thing has to do with who Jesus Christ is. In Mormon theology, Jesus Christ is not the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, but rather, Jesus Christ is the spirit brother of Lucifer. And that is a big difference between what Christianity teaches and what Mormonism teaches. He is the spirit brother of Lucifer, not only, but one who was conceived in heaven by a celestial mother and then came in flesh as the direct result of the Father having sex with the Virgin Mary. I mean, that is a different Jesus than the Jesus of the Bible. So I would stick with those main points. But there's another point that'll probably come up in the conversation very early on, and that is, what is your authority? Because they're going to point to the Book of Mormon as the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone to their religion, where you're going to point to the Bible as the most correct of any book on earth. And as a result of that, you have a difference with respect to what you trust as an authority. The Book of Mormon fails the test of reliability, both from the standpoint of anthropology as well as archaeology, which is to say that the Book of Mormon is not a reliable source. And then one other point that I think I ought to bring out, and that is that the Mormon thought with respect to salvation is very different than the Bible's declaration with respect to salvation. In Christianity, we believe that we were saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. In Mormonism, you have a completely different idea, where Mormons appear before Heavenly Father dressed in fig leaf aprons and holding good works in their hands. So it's about works, not what Jesus Christ has done, but what you can do. And the interesting thing is, in the celestial heaven, you basically become a god of your own planet. So in their view, God was once a man, and we can become what God now is.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.